Lovely to be here again, folks, on the very first day of the year, the very first service. It is lovely to be here. I was going to begin Ezekiel, do some studies in the book of Ezekiel, and I was going to start today, but the way my bookings have fallen, it's going to be the first Sunday in February before I'm back. So instead of I'm introducing Ezekiel and then you've forgotten about him in 5 weeks' time or so, I'll leave that to the start of February and just do a New Year's message this morning. Colin intimated in his prayer that I have to conduct a funeral tomorrow, a difficult funeral. If you could remember me, about 12 noon. Tomorrow I conducted the wedding of a young couple, September 2017, but Adam, in the early hours of Thursday morning there, committed suicide, 36 years of age, nothing spiritual about the couple at all, so I have to conduct the funeral. So do pray, please, very much for me tomorrow, that the Lord will just bless his word, all who gather at the home and at the graveside. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3, and then we'll also read from John chapter 8. So if you want to mark John chapter 8, just put a finger there, in there. Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. These are familiar verses. This is the background to John chapter 8, Exodus 3, verse 10. Moses is before God. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go gather and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And John chapter 8, verse 51, the Lord Jesus is in conversation with the Pharisees, with the Jews. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, "If I honour myself, my honour is nothing. It is my Father that honoureth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you, but I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Then said the Jews unto him, "Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham?" Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. You can see my text for this morning here in John chapter 8 and verse 58, where Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." You'd think it would have said, "Before Moses was, I am." Because that is the context of the name I am. In Exodus chapter 3 to Moses, Abraham was long gone. Abraham and Moses are separated by 500 years. And here is Abraham and Jesus separated by about 2,000 years. And where we are concerned, where Jesus is concerned, and you and me today, we're separated by around 2,000 years. So you can see that right at the start of the Bible, not just Exodus chapter 3, but hundreds of years before that, Jesus is I Am. And a good title for the sermon this morning would be Jehovah Jesus. He is Jehovah Jesus. He is the ever-present Savior. He is the Lord of the years. So these hundreds of years separating these men, Abraham, Moses, 500 years, Jesus and Abraham, separated by 2,000 years, you and me today, between Moses and Jesus was 1,500 years. And yet Jesus is still I Am. History has not changed that one bit. He's the ever-present Savior. And this is the origin of the name. In Exodus 3, 13 and 14, Moses said unto God, "Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me to you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Who sent you? By what authority have you come to us?" And God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." And that is his name. As verse 15 says, "This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations." So we rejoice in this name today as much as Abraham did, as much as Moses did. Before Abraham was, I am. And you can see in your Bibles, I am, who I am, is capital letters. Because that is the Hebrew Yahweh, YHWH, Jehovah, Lord, all capital letters throughout. I've done this before, but I'll just remind ourselves of it, just the difference between the two spellings of Lord. The four capital letters declares God's self-sufficient independence, his eternity and sovereignty. Yet he is willing to have intimate fellowship with man through grace. He needs nothing from us. We need everything from him. As Acts 17:28 says, in him we live and move and have our being. And then you have the other spelling of Lord, capital L, and then small case letters ORD, describing God as the supreme owner and master of everything. Everything belongs to him. This name declares his absolute sovereignty or kingship. Earthly kings come and go, but the heavenly king reigns supreme forever. And you can see that in Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 3, in the year that King Uzziah died. I saw the Lord. And there's the two spellings of Lord there, because there was an earthly king who died, and yet the heavenly king lives on. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords, earth's passing kings and heaven's permanent king. So this is how the Lord Jesus described himself to these Jews. Now, these Jews were boasting in the fact that Abraham was their father. They were descendants of Abraham. Verse 56 says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. How did Abraham so long ago rejoice to see the day of Christ? And he saw it and was glad. Well, wasn't he a man of faith? And the Jews said unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old. Now the Lord Jesus died upon the cross when he was around 32, 33 years of age. The Lord Jesus must have looked older than what he was. Maybe it's because he knew what was ahead of him. He knew the death he would die. He knew he was going to be nailed to the cross. He was going to be ill-treated. Maybe he looked older than what he was. Are you not yet 50 years old? And you've seen Abraham. Before Abraham was, I am. Abraham had a was. You and I have a was. Someday people will talk about you and me in the past tense, because we will have gone from the scene of time. But Jesus doesn't have a was, he has an am. Before Abraham was, I am. And that's the same today. He's I am. As he was so long ago. He is God manifest in the flesh. He is meekness and majesty, as one has coined it, manhood and deity in perfect harmony, the man who is God. Here we have Abraham, a man who was born, a man who lived, a man who died. He was 175 years old when he died, Abraham. And one has said over against Abraham's fleeting span of life, Jesus places his own timeless present. I am. He is the eternal Christ, sharing the everlasting life of the Father, the changeless Lord who towers over history, master of time, ruler of the ages, undiminished by the passing of the centuries. to a generation conscious of the brevity of life, and in a culture where time is replacing money as the commodity of highest value, we feel constantly threatened by time's flow. It runs through our fingers and escapes us no matter how frantically we try to fill it and hold it back. But Christ has all time in his hands, and as we rest our lives in him, our fragile, fleeting consciousness finds meaning and permanence. Before Abraham was, I am. And what do you have in the Gospel of John? The seven I ams of Christ. I'm sure there's hardly a church this morning, a good evangelical church, where the pastor or the minister hasn't preached a series on the seven I ams of Christ. It's over seven Sunday nights, maybe, or something like that. The seven I ams, and already you're turning them over in your mind if you know them all right. You mightn't get them in order, but I'm sure you can have a stab at them all, or most of the seven. But here's the way I would like to put it. Let the seven I ams of Christ be seven answers to seven questions. This first day of 2023, 2022 is now behind us. It's history. The 366 days, wasn't it a leap year, 2022, are all behind us. We see everything that has taken place internationally, nationally, locally, personally, within the family. It's all history. Now we stand on the very threshold of 2023, it's with all its uncertainty stretching out ahead of us. And we have the I Am who is Christ. And the first question is this: are you hungry? Jesus says, I am the bread of life. If you want your hunger satisfied, I can do that. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. I can satisfy the longing of your soul. And so many turn to this, that, and the other in order to be satisfied, in order to have fulfillment in this life. What's it all about? How can I be fulfilled? What is the purpose of my existence? What's it all about? And there are those who are hungry. And none but Christ can satisfy. Only he can satisfy our hunger. Because he is Jehovah Jesus. I am the bread of life. Are you in the dark? Again, Jehovah Jesus says, I am the light of the world. John 8 verse 12. John 6:35, I am the bread of life. John 8 verse 12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Are you in the dark? And where this year is concerned, 2023, with all its uncertainty, we're in the dark. We don't know what's going to happen. We are not to boast about tomorrow, for we do not know what a day brings forth. We can have our plans. We can have certain dates that we can look forward to. I'm conducting a wedding in May. I'm conducting another one in June. These are plans that people make. I'm looking forward to going to the Legionnaire Conference in London in September, the Legionnaire Ministries. And a couple of us are booked for that for a few days. Looking forward to that. But it's all DV, isn't it? It's all in the will of God. Are you in the dark? In the sense of not knowing the unknown. And the Bible uses the darkness in a figurative sense of sin and ignorance. There are so many here in the dark. So many in the dark about the future. Jesus says, I have an answer for you. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I'll just read this little article here that I have here, and you'll know this as well. The tradition of our monarch giving a Christmas Day message goes back to 1932. So 90 years ago was the first time that King George the V gave a radio message. And 7 years later, King George the VI included in his message these now famous words. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be better than light and safer than a known way. There's people who will be thinking of those words today. Put your hand into the hand of God. Isaiah 41 verse 13 says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. God holds your right hand. Just like a little toddler holding the hand of a parent. And if a child stumbles, he doesn't really stumble because the parent holds the hand. He's not going to fall. And as we maybe stumble through this year, maybe we're going to have new experiences that we've never had before. But there's a light for us. There's a light in the dark, in the unknown. We can just have our hands in the hands of God, and He will walk us through this year. Are you hungry? Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Jehovah Jesus, I am the bread of life. Are you in the dark? Jehovah Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Are you outside? Jehovah Jesus says, John 10:9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Are you outside? A door marks the boundary of being inside or outside, doesn't it? There's doors in this building. We have doors in our homes. We can be outside, and in order to be inside in another place, we have to pass through that door. Jesus says, I am the door. There are those who are outside of Christ. There are those who have started this year outside of Christ. And in order to be saved, in order to be inside, they need to pass through the door. And that door is the Lord Jesus. I am the door. If any man enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. And it's an image of security and nurture being looked after. It's the context of John chapter 10, of course, where Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep and who looks after the sheep. I know my sheep. I call my sheep. The sheep are under the shepherd's care and grow through nourishment by the food he provides. Are you outside? Jesus says, I am the door. You know, these questions, maybe you could think of maybe some better questions than I'm thinking of here, but are you needing a friend? Jesus says in John 10, verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. There are lonely people who need a friend. Of course, the greatest friend to have is Christ. Now, didn't he say, you're my friends if you do whatever I command you? Imagine the Lord Jesus calling anybody his friend. Yet we can be his friends as we begin this new year. And Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young, or as a modern translation has put it, and carry them close to his heart. That's where we are. Oh, what a place to be as we start out on another unknown new year. 2023, close to his heart. He carries us close to his heart. What a friendship that is. Are you hungry? I'm the bread of life. Are you in the dark? I'm the light of the world. Are you outside? I'm the door. Are you needing a friend? I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Are you dead? Are you dead? John 11, 25, 26, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? There are those who are dead in trespasses and in sins. But Jesus can give life to the dead. And you know the context of that, where Lazarus has died, Martha has approached Jesus. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. I am the resurrection and the life. And look at the words very carefully. The world just doesn't understand this. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him. And here are words that are foolish to the natural man. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. There's sometimes at the graveside of a Christian who has died, I would just speak on this text for a few minutes and then issue them with the challenge. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? I would say to the mourners who stand round, you know, what do you believe about this? So-and-so believed. He, she, they've been a Christian for years, they believed. They're alive. That seems foolish when we've put the body into the ground, but it's only the body. The soul / life lives with Christ, who Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. What hope? And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. So as Christians, we have eternal life. Yes, the soul will leave the body and go to be with Christ. The body is left for family to bury. But we're in paradise. As Jesus said to the dying thief, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." What hope was given to that man who only had a few hours to live before the Romans came along and smashed his two legs to hasten his death? Him and the other thief. One thief went to heaven, one thief went to hell. Are you dead? Jesus can give life. And eternal life is only found in him. John 6 and verse 68. Many of the disciples turned away from following him. Jesus said to his immediate disciples, "Will you also go away?" Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Hinduism doesn't have the words of eternal life. Muhammad doesn't have the words of eternal life. Buddha doesn't have the words of eternal life. Any other great religious founder and leader you want to mention doesn't have the words of eternal life. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Are you hungry? Jehovah Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." Are you in the dark? Jehovah Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." Are you outside? Jehovah Jesus says, "I am the door." Are you needing a friend? Jehovah Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." Are you dead? Jehovah Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life." We can ask three questions from John 14, verse 6. Are you lost? Jesus says, "I am the way." Are you confused? Jesus says, "I am the truth." Are you disillusioned? Jesus says, "I am the life." So many have entered 2023 lost. Oh, no doubt New Year's Eve, there are those who are still recovering from it. They don't even know they're in 2023 yet, maybe. They're that zoned out. Celebrations. Lost. Trying to find their way in life and what it's all about. Jesus says, "I am the way. I can show you the way." Are you confused? Jesus says, "I am the truth. The truth's in me. It's in no one else. It's in nowhere else. It's in me. I am the truth." You don't have to be confused. There are those who are disillusioned with life. Maybe that is why I have to do this funeral tomorrow. Disillusion with life. Jesus says, "I am the life. I can give you life." This is the fourth suicide funeral that I've done over the years. The last one was March 2012. A young man who would have turned 30 the following month. Heroin and drink addiction. Knew what he was doing. injected himself with heroin, and before that took effect, downed a bottle of whiskey. And before that took effect, then prepared to hang himself. And I preached at his front door from John 10, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. And that's what drink and drugs do, and anything outside of Christ, it's a thief. And the thief comes to kill, to steal, kill and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it more abundant. Abundant life is only found in Christ. It's not found in a syringe. It's not found in a glass. It's not found in a tablet. It's in Christ. If only people could see that. But so many are disillusioned with life, and we have an escalation in suicides, haven't we? Because so many are disillusioned. So many cannot see a future, cannot see any hope. Yet it's in Christ. It has always been there, available. But of course, unless the Lord opens their eyes to these things, opens blind eyes, they'll never see it. I am the way, the truth, and the life. People lost, confused, and disillusioned. Are you producing the right stuff in your life? That's maybe an awkward kind of a question for chapter 15, verse 5, where Jehovah Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Are you producing the right stuff in your life? God's people are a fruit-bearing people. The Bible talks about the fruit of repentance and the fruit of holiness and the fruit of praise, the fruit of righteousness. There's this constant sowing and reaping in our lives. Is the evidence there? That's what this is about. Is the evidence there that you're a Christian? Are you producing the right stuff in your life? Can people see it? Do you know it's there yourself? Because so many have maybe left 2022, entered 2023, and they've taken stock of their Christian experience, and they're hoping to have a better year. To produce the right stuff in their life. Because they're a branch attached to the vine. And if they're attached to the vine, they ought to be producing the right stuff. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So you can look at these seven I ams of Christ. Before Abraham was, I am. And this very first day of the year, this very first service that we have attended this year, take out Abraham's name and put your own in. Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Raymond was, I am. And you know, as I enter another year of my Christian life, this verse gives me confidence and assurance. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know what experiences I'm going to go through this year. I don't know if I will be a was before the year ends. But I will trust and love the one who is I am. He is ever present. He is here for me today. He is here for you today. He was the I am for me in 2022. He will be the I am for me in 2023. One has said, are believers weary? I am their strength. Poor, I am their riches. Troubled, I am their comfort. Sick, I am their health. Dying, I am their life. I am justice and mercy. I am grace and goodness. I am glory, beauty, holiness, perfection. All sufficient throughout eternity. Hallelujah. What a Saviour. Psalm 35. Psalm 35. As we close verses 1 to 3 and 9 and 10 to the tune Beatitudo. Is that the right pronunciation of that? Beatitudo. Beatitudo. 35 verses 1 to 3. Plead, Lord, with those that plead, and fight with those that fight with me. Of shield and buckler, take thy hold, stand up, mine help to be. And he will be that throughout another year. Psalm 35, verses 1 to 3, and then 9 and 10. My soul in God shall joy, and glad in his salvation be. And all my bones shall say, O Lord, who is like unto thee? There's a uniqueness about the I am. There's nobody else like him. One to three and nine to ten.